Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1020. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so we spoke about last shir in reference to the question of I sit down to eat lunch. Again, I'm not washing. I'm not washing for bread. Obviously, if you're washing for bread, so that becomes the first bracha. But I sit down to eat lunch and I have a plate of chicken, let's say, or fish and potatoes. So I'll make a hadama on the potatoes and then I'll make a shahakal on the chicken or on the fish or whatever it is that I'm eating. But even though I have cake in front of me, cake is my dessert. I'll eat the cake in 10 minutes as soon as I'm finished my plate of fish and potatoes. I'm going to eat my cake. So maybe I should start out to make the mizonos because the cake's in front of me. So the answer, we said, since it's a derech shabai, you don't have to worry about making the mizonos first in this case. So interesting, he brings down, does Reb Adner, he brings down that the main course, on page 181, Reb Adner brings down in the Sefer that this case is pretty much exactly a little bit of a different twitch. He says like this, page 181, where this is the way that people do, right? To eat first, the first course, the appetizer ahead of a, he says a little bit different again, he says an appetizer ahead of a second course, one is not required to give priority to the second course. Let's say the second course is a higher level bracha and it's in front of me. The course is everything's in front of me and I'm not washing, right? Even though it's a higher level and it takes precedence. So maybe I should take the second course. I'll move to the side the appetizer and then I'll take my main dish, which has a higher level bracha, maybe has a shtickel mezonos on it, on not cake, let's say whatever, something that's mezonos, whatever the case might be, but it's a higher level than the appetizer. So let me take my main dish first and I'll eat the appetizer afterwards. Well, I'll make a bracha first on something that's in the main dish, right? We said last time, just to review, that when you have three brachas in front of you, let's say, excuse me, not just three brachas, two brachas, and one of them is higher. So you make a bracha on each thing in the order of the brachas, assuming I'm eating it all together, and you only have to take a little bite of that one thing. You don't have to eat the whole thing. If let's say I'm eating a mizono, I'm making mizonos and I'm making eights, and I'm eating it all together, with case in time, right? So I just make a mizonos, take a little piece of the mizonos, and then I would make eights and take a little piece of the eights. I don't have to eat up the whole mizonos and then eat up the whole eights. That's not how it works. It's only a question of the bracha, and for the bracha to be chal on something, so you take a little bite of that thing, and then you could eskizun to hate the whole thing, whichever way you want to do it. So Reb Adner brings down, so that's what he says. So our case that he's talking about over here, the last year we spoke about if a person's eating just the main dish and the dessert. Over here he's talking about an appetizer and the main course, which is again the same concept, but the point is that the main course the custom is the way that people eat, the appetizer is first eaten, and one is not required to give priority to the second course, even though it's on a higher level and it takes precedence. For example, so he says, if a fruit cup first, the first course, in other words, the appetizer, let's say in this case will be a fruit cup, and again, he didn't wash, there's no questions of brachas at all over here, so he has to make a bracha on the fruit cup, and a mizonos is the main course, whatever the case is, the main course is something that whereby the person has to make a mizonos, and they're both in front of the person, right? He's given the two plates, here's your appetizer, here's your main dish, eskizun tahit, right? So it's set in front of the person. What do I do to order the brachas kadima bebrachas? He may disregard, he says, explains Rabbanah, he may disregard the mizonos and make the bracha on the fruit cup first. So he could go ahead and take his appetizer, make his ha'etz or hadama, whatever type of fruit is in there, and eskizun tahit. So that's an important thing to have in mind, and then he could go ahead and take the plate whereby the mizonos is the main dish, even though it was in front of him at the time he made the ha'etz, and continue on with the main course, because that's the regular derech ha'olam. Okay, so he brings down, Reb Adner on the bottom, I just want to read where he gets it from. He brings from the Ritva, actually. He brings the Ritva that brings down the Seder when it's the derech of eating. Very interesting. He brings down Hilchos Brachos Paragimel Ois Tes. Kol sheyesh seder lachilosei. That's right. Kol sheyesh seder lachilosei is if this is the regular order, the regular seder of his eating. Oichel kederach show oilam oichlim. That this is the way that the world eats. Vakoydim zochel levarich. That is how you do it. In other words, you eat in the regular order, even though the foods are in front of you. and the brachas are different, so that is not a problem, and we just continue in the regular order, and so that itself falls into the guidelines of that I don't want to eat the higher level bracha right away, right? We said, what's the halacha that if somebody doesn't want to eat the mezonos or whatever it is in front of them, that's a higher level bracha first, you don't have to. So this would be, this is part, like a subcategory of that halacha. If it's a derech ha'olam, the regular way that people eat, so you don't have to worry about the seder of brachas, the order of brachas, and you could eat it the way that the regular way of the world is. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.